USA Today accused of racism after claiming DeSantis doing white thing by eliminating day initiatives. By Joshua Klein on May 17, 2023. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is doing the white thing by eliminating diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, initiatives in higher education. According to a recent USA Today piece that is facing accusations of racism for its take on the matter. In a Monday USA Today essay titled Florida Governor Ron DeSantis Does the White Thing by Banning Day Funding at Universities, columnist Rex Hupk argues the Sunshine State's new law protects students who don't want to be told things they don't want to hear from potentially hearing things they don't want to learn. Definitely the white move, he writes. On Tuesday, DeSantis signed Senate Bill 266, which specifies that Florida institutes of higher education cannot use state or federal funds to promote DEI initiatives. The governor explained that the bill will effectively reorient our universities back to their traditional missions, treating people as individuals and elevating merit over superficial characteristics promoted by the radical left. Repeating the divisive term, the article's author claims DeSantis did the white thing when signing the bill that pulls all state funding from diversity, equity and inclusion programs at the state's public universities. For people who have never once had to worry about or value diversity, equity or inclusion, this was definitely the white move, he adds. According to Hupk, whose column tends to reflect his humor, the Florida governor is merely asking the most diverse generation ever to forget this whole diversity thing with the recent legislation. Related, diversity director Kalia Selman endorses segregation, discrimination against white students. That's what DeSantis and his supporters would call progress, and they're absolutely white, he writes. The author also warns that academic officials would now need to ensure no sneaky, inclusion-loving professors claim systemic racism, sexism and privilege exist. Mockingly stating that everything's going to be all white. For Florida's college students, Hupk reminds readers that employers have already established DEI programs or maintain a strong focus on embracing the diversity of their customers. Don't worry. I'm sure the most racially and ethnically diverse generation of all time will be fine with this attempt to case. Sick, diversity is something unnecessary and nefarious, he concludes. It's definitely the white move, Governor DeSantis. In response, many took to social media to call out the racist essay. The media is not hiding its racism against whites anymore, wrote conservative journalist Ian Miles Chung. If you support meritocracy, that means you're doing the white thing. USA Today is an embarrassment to journalism, wrote one Twitter user. This article was atrocious, and reads as if written by a small child, wrote another. The left clearly has more artists, and this passes as journalism published by USA Today? So USA Today is openly racist, another user wrote. One thing is for sure, the author dislikes white people and has no problem stereotyping, wrote yet another. What a truly racist headline. It is amazing that you purport to be a legitimate news periodical, another Twitter user wrote. The piece comes as anti-white sentiment continues to be pushed by the woke left and mainstream media, which Tesla CEO Elon Musk has accused of being racist against whites and Asians. Earlier this year, parents criticized Michigan school board member Kesha Hamilton at a Jackson Board of Education meeting over her anti-white statements, including claims that whiteness is evil and that white people are more dangerous than animals. In March, white fragility author Robin DiAngelo lauded racially segregated spaces during a discussion about promoting racial justice, claiming that people of color need to get away from white people and have some community with each other. In January, USA Today published an essay claiming greetings such as aloha and shalom are culturally sensitive and their use could come off as mockery. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.